Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast.
Woo!
We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
Are you feeling whiny?
Whine. That was my whiny sound.
Yeah. I hear that every day.
Is that better?
It's Food and Wine Festival.
Yeah, that was my whiny sound.
Yeah, in California Adventure.
I know, we're not there, though.
We're not there. We were there last year.
Yeah, not that was more fun.
Not quite this time, but no. During Food and Wine.
Yeah.
So we're kind of missing it. So we went out for a wine night tonight.
Yes, in honor of.
Sure.
And also because it was wine night tonight in town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Krista's had too much wine.
Yep.
And we're going to have fun.
Yep.
Talking about food and wine in Disneyland.
Excellent. Absolutely. Before we get to that, Brandon, what are you drinking tonight?
I had some wine at the wine thing.
Yep.
But I was driving, so.
Yes. So what are you drinking now?
It was paired with food, so it didn't really affect me that much. I'm drinking a Belgian beer of some kind.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what you're drinking.
It's left over from my beer advent calendar. Oof. It was like the 25th or 24th or whatever, because we weren't here for those days.
Right.
It's called Will This Belgian Style Beer Deserve Your Respect?
That is a really funny name, actually. I appreciate good names.
From Evil Twin Brewing.
Okay.
Probably has a beard. Goatee.
Probably monocle.
Yeah.
Goatee.
Goatee. That's how you tell the evil twin.
Totally. Does it deserve your respect?
It's kind of funky. I don't know.
Meh.
I don't know. I've only had a couple sips.
Oh,
so
fair enough.
Jury's out. It's strange.
I'm having water.
Mm-hmm. Probably a good idea.
Mm-hmm. We were at wine night.
And you got whiny.
And I got whiny. So I'm having water. Also, Brandon, what is your nerd thing this week?
Well, I have a couple.
A couple.
Yeah. Oh, so we didn't have an episode last week.
True.
Because we were out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Watching some WHL.
Yep. And?
And we got to see it again for the second time, because I think we talked about him before.
Mm-hmm.
The presumptive number one draft pick into the NHL playing.
Pretty safe bet.
Pretty safe bet. Like you could bet a mortgage payment on it.
Yep.
And you wouldn't get much back above that bet, but you probably would win.
Yep.
But we got to see him play again, and it was a good game. That was super fun.
One of the best live hockey, live sporting events that I've ever seen.
Yeah. It was back and forth game, went to overtime, all sorts of things. And, it was really good. So that's number one.
Mm-hmm. What's number two?
Number two, we're recording this early so that we actually record an episode this week. Because skipping two in a row would be just...
No, that's too much.
No bueno.
See.
It's the early beta access for Diablo 4 this weekend.
Yeah.
It's Thursday right now, so we're recording before it starts tomorrow, and then I'm going to be doing that pretty much all weekend.
All weekend. I'm just assuming I'm not seeing you.
Yeah. So that's exciting. Yeah, I like that series. And
are you excited?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Cautiously optimistic.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you again next week what you thought of it. Yeah? But I know you're really looking forward to it. So
we'll have to record early because then there's another beta weekend.
Yeah, I know.
Back to back. And then comes out in June. But anyway.
That's okay.
That's me. What about you?
It is still Disney Bounding Month. So mostly that.
Hey, you've been doing a lot more. You were like, I might do one or two. And there's like every single day I'm doing it.
I didn't do it yesterday. I did it today.
You're doing it like almost every day.
Most days. I don't do it on the weekends.
No.
And if I don't have any ideas, I just don't worry about it. But today was a Thursday, so it was a favorite park. And my favorite Disneyland park is?
Land, you mean.
Yes, favorite land in a Disney park is what the prompt was. What is my favorite land?
Toontown.
No.
Liberty Square in Walt Disney World.
No. Really, no.
Never been there.
I didn't see someone bound as that, though.
Yeah.
No, my favorite land is New Orleans Square in Disneyland.
Oh, right.
So I was a pirate today, but with a Haunted Mansion backpack.
Yeah, because you don't have a pirate's backpack.
I don't have a pirate's backpack.
We saw one.
Yep.
somehow managed to. There was the one thing you didn't buy in Disneyland.
What do you mean the one thing I didn't buy? Just because I bought 5 pairs of ears does not mean.
And a spirit jersey.
And a spirit jersey and other things.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, anything else to add before we head? Oh, wait, we have a new Mandalorian episode.
We have a couple because we didn't have an episode last week.
That's true.
What are you thinking about Mandalorians for? I don't know how many episodes there are this season.
I don't know total either.
We're 3 in,
so it's
like...
The latest episode was quite long for a Mandalorian episode.
We're about a third of the way through. What do you think so far?
Spoiler free.
Yep.
I'm enjoying it. It's a good time. I don't know. Like, I'm excited to see where it goes. What did you think?
Yeah, I think it's been really fun. There's been really good action sequences. Mm-hmm. It does suffer a little bit from the side characters getting to be cool and the main character being lame.
Like, yeah.
Boba Fett in The Mandalorian was awesome. Boba Fett in The Boba Fett Show was kind of lame.
Mm-hmm.
Mandalorian in his own show is often kind of lame, but then often. In Boba Fett, he kicks butt. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to reserve judgment on that.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
far, I'm just enjoying
minor
it.
Quibble. There's some definite trying to get other characters over, as they would say. And that fine, whatever. They're calling this episode 3, like you said, it was very long. They're nicknaming it the Mandalorian.
Interesting.
There was distinct Andor feel for a big chunk of this episode. It was
I did feel
big
that.
Departure for Mandalorian. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. It felt weird though.
But like definitely mixed reviews on this one because like. If you liked Andor, you probably liked it. If you like more fun Mandalorian stuff, it might have been a little heavy and slow for you. So, yeah, I don't know.
I'm excited to see where it goes, and I'm going to reserve judgment until it goes where it's going to go.
And also, some people are upset because it feels like it's trying to tie into the sequel trilogy, which a lot of people don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And, meh. But, whatever. I don't know. Maybe you can save the sequel trilogy like the Clone Wars saved the prequels.
That is, yeah. Ugh.
I don't know. I just like having an episode of Mandalorian every week
to
look forward to.
Me too.
It's super
absolutely,
fun.
Absolutely.
We haven't been watching The Bad Batch because we're not caught up on that, but apparently that's been pretty good the second season as well. Yeah.
We'll have to get caught up on that then.
Other start or do you want to go to news? We can do news.
Can you go to news?
Yeah, we can do
news.
Okay,
let's go to news. Disney A News Update. Okay, you have news.
I do.
Let's hear it.
Well, for like Disney Plus is kind of going over some restructuring with Senior Iger having taken over and all that and pulling back, readjusting schedules and stuff. So it did come down that Willow will not be having a season 2.
That was on my news list, yeah.
Which I didn't even know it was like even a possibility. I just assumed it was a miniseries.
A one thing, yeah.
We haven't seen it yet. I don't know. I liked the movie Willow, so I'm looking forward to watching it. And
yeah, we're going to watch it.
So, unfortunate if you were hoping for a season 2, but there's not gonna be one.
Right.
Other cancellations.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars, specifically, we were just talking about Mandalorian. The proposed Kevin Feige directed/led Star Wars movie has been axed.
Okay, interesting.
They're probably like, take care of the Marvel.
Yeah, one stuff. Thing at a time,
yeah.
Buddy.
And then the Rogue Squadron announced movie has been cut.
No, it has not. Really?
Dead.
After all the... Dead?
Dead. Gone.
No.
Gone. After all the...
After all that.
All that. Well, the director has kind of fallen out of favor after squandering Wonder Woman 1984. And yeah, They're trying to figure out what's going on with Star Wars. They do want to make another movie. there's no word on the Rian Johnson trilogy.
I'm so sad. I was really hoping for Rogue Squadron would be cool.
I think it's still a good idea, and like with the success of Top Gun.
Yes.
Do a
Top Gun in space.
Do a Star Wars Top Gun, and it would work really well. But anyway, she's maybe not the director for that, I guess. I don't know. Taika Waititi is still greenlit for a Star Wars movie, though.
Okay, but no word on, like, details?
No word on details, no. We're going to be a few years without a Star Wars movie.
I'm sad. Let's switch gears. Indiana Jones Adventure in Disneyland is reopening this weekend.
It is, yeah.
Yay!
On St. Patrick's Day. The luck of the Irish.
I don't know how to do that accent. So, like, that's... I'm curious to see...
What they've actually done.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly right.
New snake.
That's literally my biggest hope.
No, I'm pretty sure that's, like, all but confirmed.
Well, yes. But anyway, that is still my biggest hope, because that was the thing that stood out to me the most.
And Toontown is also opening...
Yes, very, like, this week. Is this opening
it's
this week?
It's Sunday, I think. Because, like, it's 17th is Indiana Jones, I think it's the 19th. Or maybe it's, like, the next Tuesday. I don't know. I thought it was the 19th.
Okay,
just
well, that's exciting. It's opening this week. Yay. We're going to be looking at lots of coverage.
Maybe. I don't know.
Toontown
is not my favorite land.
I
doubt the refurbishment is going to change.
I think it'll be fun. Well, I've got news for you. Disneyland Paris. Gender-neutral bathroom. In Disneyland Paris. Good job, Disneyland Paris. You are the first one. Yay!
You just make single-stall bathrooms.
I don't understand why this is such a thing.
We were at a pub on the weekend, and they had single-stall bathrooms, but they were still gendered.
Yeah.
Which is the weird...
So bizarre.
Dumbest thing in...
I don't know. Also, the Easter egg, extravaganza, I think it's called, is now up and running at the Disney parks, at Disneyland specifically.
Those eggs are really hard to find.
No, they're not.
No.
You're shaking your head. No one can see you shaking
your
head.
I know. This was funny. It's just for you.
Thank you. The new store in the exit through the gift shop for Mickey and Minnie's.
Engineers.
Yes.
It's train themed for Mickey's Runaway Railway.
Yes. Anyway, yeah. That's open now, too. So, yay. And that's my news.
Engineer souvenirs. They had some cool merch in there.
Yeah.
The Mickey's Runaway Railway coffee mug looked pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
I would pity the person that has to clean it.
Well, also that. I like the ears. Of course I do. I like the ears.
The ears are really cool. They're embroidered.
Mm-hmm.
Look up a picture of them. I think they're really cool.
I agree.
Would have definitely super duper bought them.
Oh my goodness, so much. I had a problem buying ears last time. I'm sure that will never happen again.
No. We went to Disneyland this year, so we don't need to go again for a long time.
No, that's just not true.
Oh, okay.
That's just not true. All right, let's head to the main topic. At the park. Main topic. Okay.
My goodness.
What?
So, Food and Wine.
Yeah.
This is actually going to be our third time talking about Food and Wine.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, it is so.
We talked about it once
when
they weren't allowing Canadians to cross the border.
Sad.
Or dirty, sullied Canadians.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second time we were talking about it because we were going to go and we were all excited about it. This
fun.
Time it's neither of those things.
Yeah,
we could go if we wanted.
Really?
But we're not going to. We're going to go to Jamaica instead. So.
Well, I do want to go to Jamaica too. Okay, so what I have here
But we're still going to have fun drooling over these things. Thank goodness I just ate, so I'm not going to get...
Yes, it's going to be less concerning.
All
right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through the list of items at the booths, and you're going to tell me the thing you'd order from each booth.
Okay, how many booths are there this year?
I don't know.
Eight?
The same amount. Whatever that was.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, avocado time. Food. The Impossible Nacho Mac and Cheese Cheddar Mac, featuring seasoned Impossible ground beef, tomatoes, olives, guacamole, jalapenos, or the Impossible Al Pastor Taco with grilled pineapple and avocado.
Definitely not that, because pineapple is disgusting. It'll be the mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
It looked pretty good. The knock against it is that the mac and cheese is like kind of nacho cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I like a cheesy nacho thing, so mm-hmm. I probably like it. It'd be better if it was actually beef, but the Impossible beef is okay, I guess.
Yeah, I'd be tempted by either. I'd probably go mac and cheese as well, just because there's never been a macaroni I didn't like. The beverages here are blackberry lavender lemonade and that is the beverage. I shouldn't say beverages. One beverage. So are we in agreement here?
Yeah, mac and Sad. Cheese. It's a mac and cheese festival again, isn't it?
No.
Okay.
Just that. Berry Patch, Kenny's Family Cheesecake topped with mixed berry compote or a blueberry buttermilk pie.
Oh my god, they cheesecaked Kenny.
Nope.
Okay. Nope. I don't want that, no.
No, you want the pie.
Yeah, it would be the pie.
Okay, well, the beverages.
We've seen videos. The pie doesn't even look that good either.
Yeah, no. But blueberry pancake cold brew.
Yeah, no, that.
Yes.
That I would try. I'd be skeptical because coffee and blueberries don't really seem to go together to me. But I would try it.
Yeah, fair enough. The California Craft Brews. The food item here is an IPA sausage dog on a soft pretzel roll with an onion pepper. Oh boy,
It's a fancy hot dog on a pretzel.
Fancy
bun.
Hot dog.
They
have also have a bunch of beers, and they have several beer flights.
Yeah.
Including the Brighton Balance beer flight, the IPA beer flight, and the Fun with Flavor beer flight.
The Fun with Flavor one has that weird Aurora Borealis.
Yes,
one.
That's one.
like a.
It is.
It
green.
Looks. It looks like the Northern Lights.
Yes, exactly.
That I would have to try that.
I totally agree. That is, you are correct. Good
and,
job.
Last year there was a similar IPA
sausage
brat. Worse, mm-hmm. It was a brat. Anyway, that was really good. So I'm sure this is also good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you really liked that last year. You had it twice.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I did.
Good winning at the craft brews.
Okay, we're switching things up here. Cluckadoodle Moo has a smoked honey habanero chicken wings. Chicken wings tossed in honey habanero.
That sounds good.
Depends on how honey it is.
That's true. Or how habanero.
The winner at this one is the barbecue beef brisket slider.
100% agree.
Got some dill pickles and
yep.
Salt and pepper brioche bun.
That's the one.
Yep. Definitely.
Totally.
I would go for that.
Totally. What is the beverage there?
There's a couple.
Oh.
There's a non-alcohol. No, that's just that's the glow cubes.
Oh, lame.
There's a smoked cherry mezcal.
Nope.
Mezcalikini cocktail.
Nope.
Dark rum mezcal, cherry puree, grapefruit, lime juices, vanilla syrup, bitters, garnished with a dried grapefruit chip.
Psst, I already said no.
You would like that.
Mezcal and I don't always get along.
You would not. You would taste
you don't think
smoked
so?
Cherry and grapefruit is what you would taste. And cherry.
Are you sure?
I think it's disgusting, but you would absolutely like
I
it.
I do like cherry.
You would also like the other one.
Which is?
Unless the bourbon was too strong. Who knows? But the Chipotle Pineapple Bourbon Sour.
Probably. I like sour. I like pineapple. I don't know if I'd like it all together, but I'd try it.
Bourbon, pineapple, lime juices, honey syrup, and a chipotle sour puree.
Interesting.
Garnished with a dried red pineapple wheel.
Okay. Maybe.
I think you would have to try it.
I would try it. Yep, I'd try it.
I'd be
nervous about the bourbon.
You'd have to. Yeah, bourbon's very smooth though, and like with
yeah,
you would just taste the pineapple.
Right.
You'd have
know.
The pineapple, and the honey would kick it up a sweet
notch.
I'd try
it. It's a small amount, so
no. It's the drinks
Oh, right, because you pay for full for the drinks. You pay full for the drinks. So, yeah, how much are the drinks? So the drinks are not covered on your Sip and Saver pass, by
the way.
No,
not the alcoholic ones. Mm-hmm. The alcoholic ones are full drinks, full price. Like, right. So the bourbon sour, $17, and the mezcal cocktail is $16.
Interesting. Okay. I agree, though. Slider. Delish. Food items. Beef and barley poutine. Potato bites with braised beef, short rib, cheese curds, stout gravy, and a lager micro sponge. This is a new item. That's option one. Your second item for food is the Cubano slider. This one they had last year.
They did, yeah.
Slow roasted mustard crusted pork and smoked ham with melted Swiss cheese and a pickle on a Hawaiian roll.
They had a similar it was like a stew on fries or something.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a poutine because it didn't have curds in it. But there was two similar items at this booth last year, and they were both really good. Mm-hmm. I would be skeptical that Disney would be able to do a proper cheese curd, and I'm a good Canadian.
Right.
So I have to put my foot down and say that the Cubano slider is the way to go for that one. If you've never had a poutine, though, go for the poutine because poutine's awesome, and even a subpar poutine is still pretty good.
Right, still good poutine. They also have an apricot tequila cooler, a sake melon, and of course they have Glow Cube as well.
I do like sake. I don't know if I'd want it mixed with lemon, though.
At Garlic Kissed, grilled top sirloin with roasted garlic gruyere, smashed potatoes, and black garlic chimichurri, or the Carbonara garlic mac and cheese.
Carbonara?
Yeah, that is the correct answer. Yes, carbonara. Carbonara. How do you say that?
Carbonara.
Is that what I said?
Carbonieri. Oh my goodness.
Peppered bacon.
We cannot record after wine night, apparently. Woo!
Which would you prefer?
Both of these would be good.
They would be so
good. They're not saying new, so they were both there last year, and I'm pretty sure we had both of them.
Carbonara.
You liked the carbonara pasta a lot. So that's probably the safe bet.
I think that's a winner.
Bacon and macaroni and cheese.
And garlic. There's nothing wrong with this.
Yeah. Both of those, you can't go wrong.
Here we also have we have two new drinks. We have a raspberry limoncello aid. This is a grapefruit limoncello and then a grapefruit liqueur with a mint syrup, raspberry syrup, and lemon juice. And a white orchid is topping this one. Or you can have a guave lychee mule.
Guava, yeah.
What did I say?
Guave.
That too.
Guave.
Guave. With vodka, guava, nectar, ginger, and lychee syrups. I want both of these.
Yeah, I kind of do want both of those as well.
I think Garlic Kissed would be our favorite. We would just get one of everything.
Yeah, Garlic Kissed has some winners. Mm-hmm. If you held me down and said I wasn't allowed to ride Guardians anymore unless I picked one of these. Yeah, I know.
Oh, that is torture.
Horrible.
Horrible torture.
I think I'd go for the Limoncello Aid.
Ooh, okay. I'd probably go for the mule, actually.
Okay, there you go.
Perfect. This works perfectly. This is why we're good at these things together, because we alternate.
I just have a soft spot for limoncello from our trip to Italy.
I totally agree. We were just talking about a trip to Italy tonight.
Yeah, because we were drinking wine. Okay, yeah.
At Golden Dreams, our food items are an elote paleta.
No.
And a roasted beef and goat cheese flatbread.
Neither of these things.
Okay.
Rewind a little.
Okay.
I love elote.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want an elote popsicle. Okay.
I do. It looks so weird. Both of these are new items, but last year they had
guacamole popsicle.
Yes.
So this is the sequel.
Exactly. I'm excited.
We've watched a few videos of people eating these things, and the elote popsicle is...
It's just not doing it for you.
Well, there's some people that are like, oh, I don't know, I kind of like that. And then there's some people that look like they just ate the worst thing that they've ever put in their mouth in the history of everything.
It's not selling you.
No. So, like, I don't know. If I was given it for free, I would try it, and because that would be fun. But I don't think I'd even want to spend a Sip and Savor tag on it, because that's still, like, $8 worth or whatever, right? So
you're right. I'd be curious, because I like trying the weird stuff. But, yeah, and I like elote, and I like popsicles.
You would get it, and you would probably
like it. Honestly. I'm the weird person who liked the peanut butter with the Pop Rock jelly mac and cheese last year.
That doesn't surprise me, though.
No, it doesn't. It sounds delicious.
That's up your alley. This, I don't know.
The beverage here is non-alcoholic. It is the Central California Cooler. It is peach and apple and orange and lemon.
Sounds refreshing and
it does
boring
and non-alcoholic.
Yeah, probably good for you right now.
Probably. I heart artichokes and artichokes.
I do heart artichokes actually.
I do too. Artichoke pizzetta. I think is how you say it.
It's a pizza. It's a mini
pizza.
It's
artichoke with roasted garlic cream cheese.
It's basically another
tomatoes.
Flat bread with
totally looks yeah. good. This is a new item. Mm-hmm. And then we also have artichoke toast with olive tempignade, and this is a repeat item.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I'm like, it would be the pizzita. But neither of them are like super duper exciting.
No, which is sad because I do love artichokes. I heart artichokes.
I do. You just have some better artichoke. Yeah. Have a spinach artichoke dip or something.
Agree.
Yeah.
I instead will have the cocktail here. Maybe not right now, but in general. Passion fruit rum cocktail. Yum.
Yeah, I like passion fruit's fine. Not big on rum, so meh.
Rum is not my favorite, but I love passion fruit, so it's okay.
La style.
No, it's LA style.
I know.
Right. Neither of these are new items. These are both repeats. We have the glazed barbecue pork belly. And with macaroni salad, this looks good. I've heard good reviews. Did we have this last year?
Yeah, so I'm going to take you back to last year because this was definitely on the menu, and I was very excited. I love pork belly. This is pork belly, but it's like a B+ pork belly at best.
That's sad.
So it's good, but like, don't be expecting miracles.
Okay.
Quality pork belly will change your life. This won't, but that it's good enough, I guess.
Okay, and then our other item is a flatbread with impossible beef and chipotle hummus.
Big ol' meh on that.
I'll stick
with the mediocre pork belly. Thank you.
Okay, all right. I'm not mad at that, but like, it has tzatziki. I do like tzatziki. But the big thing here, it has the spiced crispy chickpeas.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I do want to try that. Crispy chickpeas are good. We actually had some at the holiday.
That's true. We did. We had some on
festival.
Yeah.
And they were really good. I do like a garbanzo bean.
So maybe in this, it might be all right. If they're so good, I want like a big bag of the crispy chickpeas.
Yeah, snack on those.
Agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for the beverage, we still have the glow cube, but we have corksicle stemless flutes, but we also have an Echo Park cooler. This is a Joffrey's coffee and tea Ceylon and raspberry rose tea with raspberry puree, lychee and rose syrups and lime juice. This is non-alcoholic. It sounds super refreshing.
Yeah.
I know you're like, well, let's have alcohol for
no I just I don't know it seems it would probably be refreshing. Yeah, yeah. Just like an iced
the
tea
only
type,
thing
type
is
of situation.
I wonder about the raspberry rose, because like roses, people love it or hate it. It's kind of like lavender, right?
It's raspberry rose tea. So it would be a raspberry iced tea. I'd be more worried about the raspberry flavor.
Oh, I love raspberry.
Raspberry can be very overpowering.
Yeah,
especially if it's like a fake raspberry tea flavor. Mm-hmm. Very overpowering. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Nuts About Cheese is our next booth. We have the Petite Burrata, which is a grilled ciabatta with tomato and olive jam.
It's bruschetta.
It's fancy bruschetta, yeah. Basically. We also have crackers and cheese. The crackers and cheese is a repeat item from previous
it's
years.
It's a charcuterie board.
It is a mini charcuterie board. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, yay!
I love mispronouncing charcuterie.
And then the Snickers caramel peanut milk chocolate Mickey macaron. This is a repeat item. It was one of my must tries last year. It looks as awesome as it did then.
It looks a little, even like a little thicker this year.
I wonder. It's quite a hefty.
Thick.
Yes. And then we have the flowers and bees, which is the gin and elderflower liqueur with honey and hibiscus and lavender
syrup. This is the
syrup.
Winner. This is the
this
winner.
This is the winner beverage. This is a new item, and it looks so good.
You know how I said I don't like rum? Mm-hmm. I
love
gin.
So much. I know. Well, speaking of winners, are you ready for the next booth? Because we're heading to Pepper's Caliente.
Mm.
The chili relleno empanada with, oh my goodness, arbol pepper salsa, a bunch of cheeses. This is an empanada. It sounds really good. This is a repeat item, but also we have a spicy shrimp with California chili and cilantro rice. This is a new item. This is not something I'd like, but it does sound like something you'd like.
Yeah, I would be double fisting tabs on this.
Oh,
one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Yes, one of each?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What about the Paloma, which is the beverage here?
I'm not big on Paloma.
No, me neither, actually.
Not big on Paloma.
No, me neither. At Uncork, California, we have an artisan cheese selection, and we have a chocolate fudge brownie. Plus, oh, so many flights. We have a Century of Mimosa flight. We have a 19, and which so many mimosas across the board. And we also have a white wine flight and a red wine flight. What would you get here?
Mimosas.
Of course.
Yeah. The cheese plate looks pretty good,
it
too.
It actually
it's
really
kinda,
does.
It's kind of boring, but, like, I mean, wine and cheese go, mm-hmm. like, super,
so
super. We didn't have any cheese tonight, by the way.
Sad.
We had other things, like lamb sliders. Oof. Irish stew.
That's actually it for the booths now.
Okay, but...
but we have items.
Yeah, the random food items, which actually were some of my highlights last
year.
So I'm curious
to
hear.
So at Paradise Garden Grill, we have torta de chilaquiles.
Mmm.
Yes, I know you
chilaquiles.
Love chilaquiles. We have bulgogi fried rice with kimchi. Egg, pickled cucumbers, green onions. I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Then we have the Impossible Gyro Fries. We have buffalo mac and cheese with roasted buffalo cauliflower, ranch, carrot, celery. Oh, a bunch of stuff. It just has a bunch of stuff. We have a peach blueberry cobbler, a wine flow cocktail. Let's just go to Paradise Garden Grill, shall we?
Yeah, no. That, everything you just said. Was,
all of the things?
Yeah, sounded
one of
really
each?
Good.
Okay.
I
oh, wait. Okay, there's a beverage. I haven't gotten to the beverage yet.
Well, but there you said wine float cocktail.
Yes, but that was separate on a separate list.
Okay.
The beverages is the bourbon strawberry lemonade with a strawberry mint and...
Nah.
Yeah.
And a Mexican-style lager. Okay. So...
I want the mac and cheese.
If I had to pick one, I don't know if I could...
Gun to your head. What are you doing?
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
I know what you're picking. I don't know why you've been pretending you're not picking chilaquiles.
No, I don't think I am.
What? The fried rice. You're picking the fried rice.
The kimchi fried rice,
yeah,
I think, is what I'm
picking. Yeah, you love kimchi so much.
I love kimchi.
I'm having the buffalo mac and cheese because buffalo is one of my favorite flavors. Mac and cheese is one of my favorite things. I'm not
that's
even...
That's incredible because... They had a couple good things mm-hmm. at Paradise Garden Grill last year when we
but
were there.
This is,
but that's
these are
like,
all new as well.
I would have to try every single
and
thing on that
all
list.
All new. Literally all new. Only the beverages are repeats.
Mm.
The cappuccino cart has a horchata cold brew. This is a repeat. Cochina Cucamonga has a strawberry horchata. This is a repeat. And a seasonal mango margarita. Lamp Light Lounge has a... food and wine cocktail with gin, elderflower, peach, basil, simple syrup, lemon,
did
blue curacao, and basil.
Did I mention I really like gin?
I know, so much.
Elderflower and gin also go really well together.
So good. They're like really complimentary, yeah. Well, just wait. How about the cookies and cream donuts at Lamplight Lounge? Mm. These are donuts topped with chocolate cookie crumble, vanilla and chocolate creme cookie dipping sauce. This sounds so good. How about the ribeye for two paired with a specially selected glass of wine?
The ribeye for two, also known as the ribeye for Brandon.
Or Brandon. Yes, that works too. And it comes with the cookies and cream donuts for dessert. It comes with
I would literally just order that for myself.
Oh, okay. Cocktails at Sonoma Terrace. They have the Black Forest Ham Grilled Cheese. Yum. This is with the sourdough grilled cheese, Black Forest ham, smoked mozzarella, red wine poached pear jam with sun-dried tomato cheese sauce. This is new. It sounds so crispy. It's not even funny.
You had me till the pear jam.
Right. So good. The food and wine corkscrew stemless flutes is limit two person, by the way. So, like, they're expecting high selling. You really wouldn't go for this grilled cheese?
Not with pear jam in it.
Oh, I bet it'll be delicious.
No.
The Paradise Garden Grill Beer Garden has so many beverages, but let's just look at the flights. They have a, you can create your own of any four beers. They have an IPA, a lager, a brown ale, a hazy IPA, vanilla cream ale, a blonde ale, and a Hefeweizen. And a porter. Sorry.
The hazy IPA, mm-hmm. I believe I had when we were there.
Mm-hmm.
Before, mm-hmm. And it's pretty good.
Yeah, well, it's not listed as new, so that must have been the same one.
Yeah.
At Studio Catering Company, they have Korean fried chicken slider. That sounds good. By the way, it is topped with kimchi and coleslaw.
Okay, yep, I'll do that. Yep. Yeah, okay. Korean food is really good.
And the watermelon punch is Korean-style watermelon punch with Sprite and oat milk. Curious. I personally think food and wine is a perfect example to try some weird stuff.
Whoever came up with the idea and the time of year for the Food and Wine Festival at Disney California Adventure was a genius. And you know what? It was probably Chapek.
Honestly, it might have been. Like, crazy.
Like, I'm pretty sure he was in charge of parks when it came to be.
You're probably right.
But it was utterly genius because DCA is absolutely packed during shoulder season.
Mm-hmm.
It might be busier than Disneyland a lot of the time because this festival is so popular because it's cool. It's fun.
It really is.
And it's like party atmosphere. They got music pumping. They got bands playing. And
it's a great atmosphere, really.
It's perfect. It's just like...
Spring is in the air.
Yeah, I don't know.
I like it.
Except this year it's like raining a lot in California, but that's...
You guys have had weird weather.
Beside the point. I don't know.
Hey, you know what we should talk about next?
Churros!
So, pick your churro... Oh my goodness. Pick your churro cart. Buena Vista Street. Get a pineapple coconut churro with pineapple sugar... Pineapple talking.
Absolutely not.
Yes.
Moving
so
on.
So much yes.
No,
okay.
Moving on.
How about the one in Hollywood Land with tiramisu churro?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, no.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Terran Treats. I'm calling this a churro. It's not really, but whatever.
It's like a churro donut.
Yeah, exactly. This is a lemon raspberry pie churro. I've heard amazing things. Also, your outdoor vending carts have pretzel bites with beer cheese, a speedboat salt and lime blonde ale, an electrolyte hard seltzer, and tasty stuff.
The electrolyte hard seltzer so you never get hungover, I guess. I don't know. That's weird, but
maybe. You know what we should do next? We should head to Downtown Disney, because guess what? They have stuff too.
Yeah, well, they usually do.
At Ballast Point Brewing Company, they have a tomato and burrata. This is new, and it's only available March 3rd through the 31st. Then they have the coconut curry shrimp, which takes over from April 1st through the 24th. This is a cool way to do it, hey?
Yeah.
At Naples Restaurante a bar, Pizza Caprina. This is a white pizza with fresh mozzarella and bruschetta tomato mix. With arugula and goat cheese. Yeah. This says beverage. It's not a beverage.
I like how you pronounce bruschetta.
What do I say?
Say it.
Bruschetta.
Okay, you said it right that time.
How did I say it before?
you get a K in there somehow. I don't know.
Whatever. Ralph Brennan's Jazz Kitchen, which is still undergoing the renovation.
It's still renovation, but they were closed. They were actually closed for a little while, and now they're back open. You're seating on the top floor. They still have some wrought iron, so it looks okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm really curious to see what this looks like when it's done. But they do have a barbecue shrimp and grits, which if you are into this kind of food, should be right up your alley.
Have you ever had grits?
I have.
What did you think of grits?
I have a texture thing. They were very meh to me.
It just tastes like oatmeal to me. Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah. I like Southern food. Grits is not one of the things I
was wondering if maybe because shrimp and grits is such a thing together and I was not having shrimp maybe it needs to go together I don't know
no but it's also like you have grits for breakfast
yeah,
and stuff
I don't know not
it's,
a fan
it's just oat it's just like mushy oatmeal
I don't know I'm no. not southern maybe I just don't get it at Splitsville you have grilled ahi and avocado and that is the end of my list
yeah that's a lot
yeah
okay number one thing
like new does anything I'd probably want one of the weird mac no I want to try the weird popsicle
I mean yeah you don't get that anywhere else I
exactly
guess.
I want to try something weird
I don't know I would probably lean towards my number one weird thing that I'd want to try was that Aurora Borealis beer
you know what I'm not mad at that answer
There's a lot of food in there that I'd like to try, but yeah, I don't know. A weird glowing neon green beer.
I'm here for it. I like it. I really like it. And oh man, I have such a weakness for like the funky churros, honestly. I like a good
tiramisu churro. I'm very intrigued by tiramisu. I am like coming into appreciating tiramisu. I never used to like coffee flavored desserts.
Always one of my favorites.
But I do now. So I do like tiramisu now.
Nice. Would you like a churro?
I would like to try a churro. I don't know if it would work, but it depends on how
I just like trying weird
cinnamony
stuff.
It stay because churros themselves are very cinnamony.
Yes.
That doesn't go with tiramisu, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Because you can have coffee and cinnamon. You can have
I can't. But you can.
Yes,
sure.
Yes,
I can.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. In a cappuccino.
Yeah.
A little bit of cinnamon is okay.
And I'm good to drink cappuccino while eating tiramisu. So.
Yeah. Okay. You've convinced me.
See what
me.
I'm saying?
You've convinced
me. Yeah.
I had some real good cappuccinos with cinnamon when we were in Mexico. In February there. So.
Yep. Shout out to Puerto Vallarta.
Had some good morning cappuccinos on the beach. Okay.
I convinced you.
You've convinced me. I will try.
If you are in Disneyland for food and wine, tell us on Instagram your favorite item. And whether you tried the frozen
elote. Be brave. Do the elote challenge.
Do it.
And then post a picture of your elote face.
I haven't seen a good one.
Fresh Bake liked the elote.
Well.
No, Dave from Fresh Bake liked the elote.
Okay.
Lisa Land, the YouTuber, did not
that
like
the
elote.
That was the funniest expression I've ever seen.
It was very, 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 very funny, and I laughed. And
that
would
be your face. Probably.
No. I don't think I would have like pure revulsion. I would just be like, that's not really for me.
Yeah.
Because the flavors would be okay. It would be more of a texture, temperature situation for me, I think. Because it's a cold. It's like a
savory.
Revel. It's a revel, but with savory flavor.
Right.
Like, no, it doesn't work. My brain, it breaks my brain. So.
Yeah, you don't like comparing, like combining things like that. Yeah. Anything else to add for this guy?
I do like Food and Wine Festival.
Yeah, we should go back.
And
do Dapper Day there.
Yeah, oh, Dapper Day's coming up.
I know.
I might just have to wear a bow tie or something.
Just for the heck of it. Mm-hmm. All Disney-bound dapper or something. I don't know. I like bow tie
and suspenders to work that day.
I like it so much. Do it.
Well, it's on the weekend, I guess.
I know, but do it anyway. Count.
No, I won't.
But. Okay. Well, contact us on our social media or through our website to chat, suggest trivia, just say hi, email us whatever you want. That is our show this week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website. That is at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. And that's also where you can find links to our social media accounts. You are also able to email us through our website there.
You usually email us through your email, but the link to our email will be on the website. Yeah.
We are on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook currently. And you can find DisneyA episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms.
Oh my goodness, we didn't even talk about the Oscars.
And our YouTube channel, Adventures A. Pause, cut, go.
We didn't talk about the Oscars.
Go.
That's
because we missed a week. We're like totally thrown off.
Well, they just happened, but...
Okay, go.
So we watched all the Oscar movies. Which one was your favorite?
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh, so that was your favorite.
Yes. What was your favorite?
I think that was my favorite, but a very close second was Triangle of Sadness.
Yes. My second favorite was The Fablemans. But I totally get why you like Triangle of Sadness.
But yeah, so our last episode, we hadn't seen Everything Everywhere All at Once yet. Mm-hmm. And I was saying I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope it doesn't disappoint me. And it did not.
Good. Yay. High five.
Yeah. And I was very happy to see it basically sweep the Oscars because it was weird and fun, and that's cool.
So I was telling you how a student, I'm teaching film studies right now. And I have students who got really into the Oscars. We did like a little competition. We both did, but on different categories. We got 15 out of 23 right.
On my paper ballot, mm-hmm. I got 15. On my electronic ballot that I use for a contest,
a few days before that,
I got 18.
Which is awesome. I had a student get 11 out of 23
right.
That's
pretty good.
Just randomly. And he's like, I randomly guessed. So anyway, he won my little competition I had.
That's pretty good.
But I had students who were really into it. They watched the Oscars. They did some research. They talked about some of the actors specifically, some of the movies. But then I was recommending that they watch Everything Everywhere All at Once. And I had a student the next day come running into my classroom, yell at me that they watched Everything All at Once, and it was marvelous. And then they ran out of my classroom. It was fantastic.
It is marvelous.
But I loved that. I loved how excited they were. That was fantastic. And yes, even today I was having conversations about the production quality and the visuals of like Avatar and Top Gun and some of the more popular ones. So it was really cool seeing students so involved in the Oscars.
Yeah. And I think it's important that you do have your traditional prestige type acting with the capital A movies.
Right.
But I think it's important that you recognize the breadth of movies.
So, a good movie is a good movie regardless of genre, regardless of release, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And maybe they're trending that way, hopefully.
I hope this is not a one-off. What was your favorite moment in the Oscars?
Oh, definitely Kihei Kwan's...
oh, my God.
...acceptance speech.
Literally the first thing.
I grew up watching Temple of Doom a lot. That was actually... As a kid, that might have been my favorite Indiana Jones.
Of course, it was the most messed up one.
It was very messed up, very violent.
Yeah, shockingly.
I think that might be one of the triggers for them to invent PG-13.
Might have been.
I don't know. But yeah, horrifically violent, so I was like, that's cool.
Yeah, of course.
And he was cool. And I also loved the Goonies and... Yeah, and then you never saw him again, basically, and that's...
Mm-hmm. Encino Man!
Yeah, that's true. I didn't watch that, though.
I did.
Not a big Pauly Shore fan myself. But, yeah, very emotional, just a really happy dude, mm-hmm. and I that was just kind of the theme of the night, nice guys finish first type of situation.
And followed immediately by Jamie Lee Curtis winning, who was also just a very happy, supportive person. We had two genre film winners in there, actually. And, three of the four acting categories went to Everything Everywhere All at Once. All genre actors. It was fantastic, and it was really happy. My students requested, because they asked me what some of my favorite moments were, and I mentioned that speech. So they asked to see it. I played it for them, and they applauded. It was so great. I was just like, exact. And then they were like, oh, I feel dumb. And I said, no, I did too. I like was crying. It was a whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then my
it was
favorite.
It was a little dusty in the room.
A little bit. That one got me, and then immediately followed by Jamie Lee Curtis. That one got me. But at the very end, there are all these images of Harrison Ford.
Well, so Harrison Ford presented the best picture.
Yes.
Because he's old enough to do that now,
I guess. Which is sad.
And so, like, basically the entire cast of Everything Everywhere All at Once came on. And they had the cameras ready because Short Round came on and gave him a big old hug.
He did a standing ovation for Harrison Ford when he came out. It was great. I really liked that.
It was a good moment. Anyway, that's our Oscars talk.
Yay!
You can continue on with your regularly scheduled
conclusion.
Also, Jimmy Kimmel did a good job, I think.
I thought so, too. I thought he walked the line really well.
Yeah, he had some jokes that bombed, and he just kept trucking.
Yeah, I thought he did well. So anyway, you can check out our last episode where we talked more about the Oscars. Did our own Oscars on all of your podcast streaming platforms. And please do rate and review us on there. Throw up a 5-star. It doesn't take you any time, but it helps us out more than we can possibly say. As well, we are on our YouTube channel, Adventures A, where you can catch podcast streaming episodes as well as random fun travel things.
Yeah, we might do some packing videos or might show you some of our resort in Jamaica coming up. I don't know.
We can do that.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Why not? You know what? If we get some views on YouTube, maybe we'll do that. Let's do it that way. If you know someone who might like listening to us, please be sure to recommend Disney A as well. Next episode. Brandon, do you know what we're doing next episode?
Not a hot clue.
No, because I haven't told you yet.
No, you haven't.
You know what it is? What month is it?
It is still March.
We should probably do a March Madness.
Oh, yes.
We're going to do March Madness.
We're doing a bracket.
Game.
We're doing a bracket.
We are. You don't know about it yet, but we are.
Oh, good. I love a good bracket.
Right?
The sports fan in me, I hate basketball, but March Madness gets me going.
You're gonna,
so you know what? That's
between
cool.
Sports and being all judgmental, it's right up your alley.
A good bracket.
Yeah,
makes
that's
my
what you're
going to
do.
Okay.
I don't know if we'll do a good bracket. We'll do a bracket, a Disney bracket.
Yeah.
Ready? All right, cool. All right. So I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A. Cluck-a-doodle-mule.
What did you just say to me?